table. Its pages are worn and hard to read, but that family Bible on the table will always be my key to memory.
I can see us sitting around the table.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. I am Roy Williams, the guru of good health, the superintendent of supplementation, and it is such a pleasure, it is such an honor to have a large number of people that wants to know the truth. Why is the truth so important? Well, I think most of you today is beginning to realize that Jesus was right when he said in the book of John chapter 8, verse 32, that you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Boy, are we ever surrounded with lies today. You know, they have tried to take God out of every aspect of our lives. The government won't mention God's name. They won't talk about Jesus. They don't want the Bible taught in schools. They don't want your children to learn about any of that. Why? Because we have become a truly evil society to a great degree. Why? Because we're into idolatry. You heard me right. I didn't say adultery. I said idolatry. What is idolatry? It's worshiping some other god besides the only true and living God. And that is the God of the universe, the God that made everything, the God in Genesis that says, in the beginning, God, that's what it says, in the beginning, God made everything. Everything. So with that in mind, I want to explain, of course, we are right now teaching from the book of Proverbs. And last week we got to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31. So if you're going to follow along, get the King James Version of the Bible, and I'm going to give you the King James Version of each verse, and then I'm going to put it into modern English. So for once in a lot of people's lives, they've told me, I'm beginning to understand the Word of God. You might also want to remember that The book, Start With Wisdom, will be available soon. Not, don't know how soon. Still a few correcting points I've got to put into it before we print, but it will be available for those of you that want it, and it will give you chapter by chapter, verse by verse, the book of Proverbs, which is all about Solomon and wisdom. And if, I don't know about you, but I realized along, I need all the wisdom I can get. I think most of you agree with that. So following along, get your King James Version Bible, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31, is where we left off last week, and it says, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways." Now, I want to remind y'all, when you read his or he or him in the Bible, generally that's not gender related. It could be a woman. So when it says, "and choose none of his ways," it means none of their ways, because, like I say, it doesn't mean anything about gender. Now, let's read that verse. You follow along in your King James Version, but here's how it would be written in modern English today, so that everybody could understand it. He would tell you, don't be envious of the unrighteous. That's what oppressors are. They're unrighteous people. You ever notice you who want to steal your freedoms like our government today? Oh, they want nothing to do with God because they don't want anything to do with righteousness. So keep those things in mind as we go through this today, and we'll get it. So don't be envious of the unrighteous, and do not choose to be like them. And that's what it means when it says, choose none of their ways. All right, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 32, I'll get this right in a minute, says, "For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the Lord." A little bit confusing there when you take the old English and try to understand that. Here's what it would be in modern English. For perversion, that's what froward means, pervertedness, perversion. For perversion is detestable. That's what an abomination means in God's word. Anytime you read that, like for instance, homosexuality is an abomination to God. Now, I know people are going to scream because, Roy, you can't say that about people who choose to do. I can say what God says, all right? I'm not telling you my opinion. I'm telling you what God says. For perversion is detestable to the Lord, is how it would be written in modern English. But the last part of that verse would be, but good counsel is in the word of God. Secret, believe it or not, when it's used in this text, in this way, means counsel. So, basically stay away from perversion and seek good counsel. Where you're going to find it? In the word of God. It's that simple. Verse 33, the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Now, what is curse? Well, God's either going to bless you or he is going to curse you. Okay? One or the other. God's either going to bless us or he's going to curse us based on what? Well, read your Old Testament. Every time, the Hebrew people stopped doing the will of God, and especially if they got involved with idolatry, bad, horrible things happened to them. It's because they turned their back on God. So people say, well, God don't turn his back on us. He don't. He's waiting for you to come back to him. But you think he's going to bless you when you're not doing what he asked you to do? Well, of course not. So the curse of the Lord is in the house of what? The wicked. Let me read this in modern English. The curse of the Lord is in the household of those who do evil, but the Lord will abundantly bless the dwelling place of the righteous. Do you want your habitation to be blessed? Do you want wherever you are to be blessed? Be righteous. What does righteous mean? Simply means doing what you know is right, based on what? God's word. Proverbs 3:34. Surely, it says, he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. Read that in modern English, it would say, surely the Lord will mock those who mock him, but the Lord will give favor to the humble. You see, that's what scorner means. It means to be a mocker. You make fun of God's word. You make fun of God's teachers. You make fun of anything that has to do with righteousness, that's mocking or you know what I mean. Verse 35, of course, we're talking here. Verse 35 is from the King James Version. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame will be the promotion of fools. Modern English, those who love the Lord will inherit honor. Doesn't that make more sense? Those who what? Love the Lord. Do you love the Lord? Do you tell him you love him? Do you love his son, Jesus? Do you thank him for him? If you do, I'm going to tell you something. You're going to inherit honor. That's what that means. But disgrace will be the status of fools. Yep. You see, if you don't honor God's word, you will be disgraced. All right. Chapter 4, verse 1. King James Version. Hear ye, children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Modern English, what he's saying is, listen, little ones. You see, when he says ye children, that doesn't mean that you are under a certain age. Those are children, of course they are, but Solomon, the writer, is talking about here is young people in Christ, young people who are not yet very learned in the Word of God. So hear ye little ones, the instruction of the Father, and attend to no understanding. Modern English, listen, little ones, to the correction of your seniors, and pay attention so you will have good sense. What is understanding? It's good sense. Verse 2, fourth chapter, book of Proverbs. For I give you good doctrine, forsake you not my law. Short and sweet. Modern English, for what I teach is solid. Do not turn from God's word. Verse 3. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Now, this is one you got to pay attention to. For I was my father's son. Basically, in modern English, would be because I was once my father's child. Okay? And then I would add in there where it says tender, it means weak and only confident in the presence of my mother. Now, most of you'll remember when you were growing up, especially when you were small, it was your mother who gave you comfort. The father was usually at work and may have come across as a little hard-nosed, but you know what? He had what was right in mind for you. Good fathers do that, but they gotta teach you discipline. They gotta teach you which direction to go. So they teach you those things, and that's kind of to help you understand that verse. Verse 4, he taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Modern English, he instructed me, saying to me, allow your conscience to hold securely to my sayings. Hold on to what I'm teaching you is what it means. Guard my precepts and have a better life. When it says and live, it don't mean necessarily you're going to live longer. You could get hit by a truck tomorrow. But it does mean that the life you do have will be a better life, a higher quality of life. Verse 5, get wisdom, he says. Who says that? The teacher. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Modern English, grab a hold of wisdom. Gain moral discernment. Remember them. Never turn away from what I have taught you. Boy, those are some good instructions for all people, no matter what age they are. Verse 6, King James Version. Forsake her not. What's he talking about? Wisdom. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Modern English. Do not forsake God's word, and it will keep you secure. Love God's word, and he will watch over you. You see, God watches over those he loves. And you know what? He loves everyone. But he also told us he's a jealous God. If you turn your back on him, he will let you do it your way. And it'll feel like he's turned his back on you. He's not gone anywhere. You've just distanced yourself from him by choosing to do it your way instead of his way. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing. That's what this whole book's about. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Let me read that in modern English. It'll make a lot more sense. Wisdom should be the center of your attention. Therefore, search for wisdom. Along with all you possess, take hold of understanding. That's what it's all about. Verse 8, exalt her. Who's her? Wisdom. And she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. So here it is in modern English. Cherish her. You should cherish wisdom. It's important. It's good for you. And she shall exalt you. She'll do what? She'll make your life better. She will glorify you when you embrace her. So how do you get wisdom to embrace you? Embrace wisdom, and she'll start taking care of you. Trust me on that. Verse 9, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. In other words, she will give your head a wreath of favor, a crown of honor she will deliver to you. Verse 10, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. Listen, my son, in modern English, and take with you my teachings. Keep them with you at all times. Learn them, know them, and start to operate your life around them. And what will happen? And they will add quality to the years of your life. Notice it's quality that it adds to the years of your life. Verse 11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. Basically, this is God's word. God's word has taught you in the way of wisdom. God's word has led you in the right paths. So modern English would be, my teachings point you toward wisdom. You have been shown the right direction. Verse 12, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Modern English, wherever you go, your way will not be oppressed, and when you run, you will not fall. Now, that don't mean you won't trip, you won't step in a hole, fall. That's not what that means. It means you're not going to fall for evil. You're not going to fall for, idolatry. You're not going to fall for the fake gods. Verse 13, take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. What's thy life? Instruction. Basically, in modern English, you'd read it this way. Get a strong hold on discipline. Now, you know that's what instruction really means, is discipline. Remember this. Discipline here does not mean punishment. That's not what it means at all. It means doing the right thing, following truth. No matter what, if you give somebody your word, you stick with it. That's discipline. Get a strong hold on discipline. Do not resist it. Observe it, for it will keep you alive. Wow. Those are some powerful things that's being said there. It will keep you alive. Okay? Now, verse 14. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Boy, it's tempting out there today. You got to watch this old world we live in. Remember, we're in the flesh age, and the flesh is weak. So what's he writing here? Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Modern English, do not enter the paths of the ungodly. Stay away from those folks. And do not choose the way of life of wicked people. Don't get involved in their way of life. Oh, it looks pretty. It looks fun. They may have lots of money. Oh, they may have big fine cars and live in fine houses. Don't get involved in their way of life. It does not ever end good. Verse 15, avoid it, talking about that way of life. Pass not by it. Don't even get close to it. Turn from it and pass away. In other words, ignore it. Don't even go near it. Turn from it and move on. Keep going in the direction that you know is right. And what do you know is right? The Word of God. Verse 16, for they sleep not. Who sleeps not? Those that are in the paths of the wicked. Those that are doing wicked things, the unrighteous. So let me start again. 16, for they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Modern English, for they can't rest until they have done evil. They can't even sleep until they cause someone to stumble. You see, that's why I want you to follow along in the King James Version, and then I'm going to give you the modern English so that you'll understand, okay, what it's really saying. So I'm going to read that, look at verse 16 again, following in the King James Version and listen to it modern English as you read it. For they cannot rest, who, the wicked, until they have done evil. They can't even sleep until they cause someone to stumble. That's what fall means. You stumble into that stuff, you're going to be in trouble. Verse 17, for they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Modern English, for they feast on wrongdoing and are drunken with the lust of destruction. Can't get much plainer than that, can it? Verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. You know, you got to think about that. What does that mean? The perfect day. Well, there is a day coming. It's a day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. Remember that. It's the millennium. Yes, basically in modern English, it would say, yes, the instruction of the lawful are of a happy attitude and continually leads to a prepared life. Nothing surprises you if you keep your head in God's word, keep your heart in loving the Lord. Lord's going to lead you in the right path. It's going to be easier. Verse 19, the way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. What, the wicked, here we're talking about the wicked again, English. The conduct of the ungodly causes despair. You know, if you get involved with those wicked people, those wicked things, it's going to cause despair. They do not know what causes them to be ruined. You ever heard people actually do something really serious you should never do? Blame God and ask God, why does these bad things happen to me, like it's his fault? Folks, it ain't God's fault. Now, bad things happen to good people, but God will always see you through. Don't blame God. That's a serious misconduct in God's eyes. Don't blame him when bad things happen. We'll get into that more on another day. Proverbs 4. Verse 20, King James Version, my son, that means my children, my child, someone young in Christ, my son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Modern English, my child, pay attention to my instruction, listen to my advice. Verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Now, I'm going to teach you something here. Modern English would be, don't let them out of your sight. Make them the center of your mind. When it says heart in the Bible, you got to remember that's tied directly to consciousness. It's the mind. We'll get into that some more in another day, but no doubt, remember, anytime you read thine heart and it's talking about thinking, it's talking about the mind. 4:24, King James, for they are life unto those that find them. What is? What are we talking about here? The conduct of the ungodly, stay away from them, but attend to what? My words, the words of God. For they are life unto those that find them and health to all their flesh. We're in the flesh world, folks. Modern English, yes, they are living words for those that discover them. Why do we call them living words? Well, Christ said that he is the life, okay, and healing to the whole body. Proverbs 4:23, King James Version. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Most of you have heard that. Modern English would say, guard your imagination with all diligence. See, it says heart. Remember, that means mind, imagination, worry what you think about. Remember, you're going to travel toward what you think about. So guard your imagination with all diligence, for it is the borders of your life. What's a border? It's a place you don't cross. You do it, why? Because you know on the other side, it's disaster. And most likely, that's exactly what it is. If you get involved with evil people and evil things, and you do disgusting things or perverse things, which is what this whole chapter's about, most likely, it's going to end badly for you. Verse 24, King James Version, put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Now remember, we talked about froward, not forward, froward, F-R-O-W-A-R-D. What's a froward mouth? Modern English would tell you, remove from you an immoral speech. Remember, froward means perverse, immoral, it's that kind of thing. So remove from you immoral speech and immoral speech. Don't speak immoral things. And what? And a perverted language cast far from you. You ever been around somebody that everything they said was perverted? Stay away from those people. Get away from them. Cast that language away from you. 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. In other words, keep your attention on what is right, a close gaze focused forward. There it is, forward, because that's in modern English. Verse 26, ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Prepare for, in modern English, prepare for the path you'll take. How do you know what path to take? Read God's word. Stay in his word. Your life will be so much better. In the final part of that verse, and let your entire journey be ready. You know, if you're prepared, if you know what's coming, if you read God's word, you'll be ready. It'll be easier on you. 27, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. In other words, do not turn to the right hand or to the left, but take away your foot from wickedness. Don't get involved in that. So there we are. Oh, we're moving right on through into through chapter 4. Now we're going into chapter 5 of the book of Proverbs. Verse 1 says, my son, attend to my wisdom, and what? And how thine, and bow thine ear to my understanding. Here he is, more instruction straight from the book of Proverbs. When he says, my son, remember, it just means my child. It does not mean gender. My child, pay attention to my wisdom, and listen carefully to what, to the word of God. That is understanding. When you know the word of God, you're gaining tremendous understanding. So, that's what it's all about, is the word of God. Verse 2, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Modern English, that you may observe his plan. Whose plan? God's plan. And speak with knowledge. When you know the word of God and you study it and you seal it in your heart and your mind, you'll start speaking with knowledge. Verse 3, for the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. What's he talking about here, a strange woman? All right, listen very carefully. Modern English, the lips of a stranger, someone outside the faith, are sweet like honey from a comb. Okay? You ever eat a honeycomb? That's sweet. And their mouth is more pleasant than olive oil. Oh, they can make things sound so good while they lead you in the wrong direction. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. Their mouth could spew things that's as pleasant as olive oil. Verse 4, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Modern English, but the reward is poisonous and cuts like a double-edged sword. That's why you don't want to mess with those kind of people. And that can, it says, but her, it don't matter if it's a man or a woman, the end of it is as wormwood. It's poisonous. Verse 5, her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Now, I changed it from her to there because it'd be male or female. Their steps lead to death. Their ways grasp hold to the grave. So we've covered a lot today. We're going to end right there at verse 5. We'll pick up with verse 6 next week. I hope you're enjoying studying God's word. I hope you'll share it with other people. If you do like this show, please share it with those that you love and care about, and get them to listen to it also. Thank you for listening to today's Health Update. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health.
As I said earlier, thank you for choosing to listen to today's Health Update. If you like what you heard, please consider sharing it with others who need to know the truth. To hear this or any of Roy's shows, go to www.podbean.com, www.podbean.com. And remember, you can learn more by going to our website, www.nhcherbs.com. That's www.nhcherbs.com. Or you can call to get more information at 256-757-0660.